Culture 2. Exercise 3.
A London landmark. The Bank of England is in Threadneedle Street in the financial district of London. It is a very large building with 7 stories above ground and another 3 underground. Parts of the building date back to the 18th century, but most of it was built in the 1930s. There are stories about a ghost called Sarah Whitehead, who haunts the bank's garden. This is why the bank's nickname is the Old Lady of Threadneedle Street. History. Towards the end of the 17th century, the English economy was in a bad state. The country was at war with France and was running out of money to pay for it. So, in 1694, a Scottish businessman called William Paterson organised a loan of £1.2 million to the English government. The group of bankers who provided the money became the Bank of England. In 1734, the bank moved to Threadneedle Street, where it has been ever since. Gradually, the Bank of England became the central bank of the nation. In 1946, the British government became the owner of the bank. Security. Below the Bank of England is the vault, an enormous underground room. Inside it are thousands of bars of gold, with an estimated value of £172 billion. In fact, about 20% of all the gold in the world is in the vault. For obvious reasons, the bank does not share information about its security measures, but we do know that each key to the vault is 90 centimetres long. Nobody has ever robbed the vault. However, the bank sometimes has to store banknotes in other places. In 2006, banknotes worth more than £53 million were stolen from a warehouse in southeast England. It remains the biggest single robbery in British history.